Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We want some tough, some gritty, some dirty individuals, and we feel pretty good about the two guys we got. Smart is a word that comes to mind, particularly with the interior players. We need guys that we love to have some versatility to our scheme, some multiplicity, if you will. And so we got a couple guys in the building now that we feel strongly can handle a variety of different concepts and schemes that we might want to employ each and every week. Beyond that, I mean, their play speaks for themselves just in terms of what the tape says. The character, the integrity, it's top-notch. I can speak firsthand with Jonah, and Ryan can speak firsthand with Joe. I'm really, really excited to get these guys in the room, combined with the coaches that we've already put together for that room. I feel really good about the style of play we'll have this.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on The Score.
Those North Carolina guys, they know ball. They know ball.
Man, we've been heavy on Carolina this week. Had Brendan Haywood the other day.
That's true.
Talking tournament.
We've been talking about Jordan.
Yep, a lot of Jordan in the news because it's I'm 30 years?
30 years from I'm back.
From I'm back. And then you got the head football coach, who's a Carolina guy.
Yep, and someone who was in uniform with them is joining us now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Michael Felder is an amazing college football analyst. If you're not following him in the bleachers on Twitter, you are doing yourself a disservice, especially as the draft nears. Also, his Substack is pretty awesome as well. If you need advice on what shoes to rock, what things to throw on the grill, or if you just want to get a better perspective on life in general, Michael Felder is the guy to help you with that, and he joins us now here on The Score. Sir, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you. Did we lose him after that setup?
Yeah, no, that was really loving, man. That was good. Like, there was a lot of genuine...
No, you guys didn't lose me. I muted myself. That's on me.
That's awesome. You know what we like to say, Michael? Like, if you don't know who Grandpa is on the Zoom, it's probably you. You know?
Yeah, so. It's me.
I'm out here trying to get my beard like yours, sir. You know, I'm working through it. And
yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever get it to that level, but I will do my best for sure. All right, so you got to tell us, how well do you know Ben Johnson?
I met him in 2004. He was a freshman. I was a sophomore. He was one of my best friends. He was his roommate in his freshman year. He also lived with another one of my best friends for 3 years. I've known Ben Johnson for a long time. Just for the record, I have also picked him off more than once in practice. So there's that. I know that you guys don't know this. He wore, you know what number he was in college?
14? What number was he?
23.
Oh, wow.
He got to wear Carolina blue 23?
Yes, as a football player.
Yeah, right. But still, did you know what was there Jordan love in there? Because
no, Jordan had nothing to do with the football program at all. 0%. It was Ben just had to get a number and all the numbers were taken. And so they just gave him one.
Okay. But because because he chose Chicago in part because of his love for the town. And like he made a Cubs trip here with his family every summer. So I thought you were adding a layer to that. That's why I asked.
No, I was adding a layer to the fact that Ben really had to learn football to make sure that things worked. He was one of the signal callers we had on the sidelines, played for Gary Tranquil. Played for Frank Cignetti. This is a guy, like, I've known Ben for a long time. Ben, I mean, I guess, what is it, 2025? And I've known Ben since 2004. He and I don't keep in touch as much as him and a couple of my other friends do. But he is someone that's always been in my purview. He is, I will say this, and I'm gonna front porch this as we get into it. Y'all don't mess up my boy. He is the nicest person that I've ever met in my life. He's the nicest football player I've ever played with in my life. Ben knows what he's doing. He loves football, and he really does want to do good things. I love me some Ben Johnson.
Was there a moment when you guys were together down there? And I know it's hard to project 20 years out, but was there a moment where you're like, oh, wait, this guy, what he thinks or how he feels about football, it's not just he just wants to be here. This is going to be a career for him.
There were two. One, so I got a guy that lives a mile away from me, my buddy Jay. He was Ben's freshman roommate, and Ben was thinking about quitting, and Jay was like, no, you belong in this space. And so Ben stayed and stuck with it and kept going. One. Two, watching the fake fumble to the throw to Sam Laporta, that is a play that we had at UNC. It wasn't the exact same play, but Gary Tranquil, he's got a lot of Gary Tranquil in his DNA. And Trank ran a play that we used to call sucker. Play was called sucker because everybody fell for it. And so I actually got in trouble for not falling for sucker after the third time I'd seen it in practice. But we ran a play called sucker where it was a fake screen to Watt to a deep ball to Jesse Holly. And we ended up, that helped us win a game against Miami. And that's like a huge thing. And Ben's working every single element that he's had in. Ben's a guy, and it's funny because my dad is taking my daughter, I think, this weekend to go get a new tackle box. Ben has a tackle box full of lures that are going to catch you some fish.
Michael Felder is on with us, and man, this is fun to talk about Ben Johnson from the Carolina days to now. By the way, Gary Tranquil worked with Nick Saban for multiple teams over several decades as an assistant and ended up as a head coach at Carolina during your guys' time there. One of those things that we're loving about Ben is he seems to really think about football from we got a lot of different schemes we could do. Let's look at our talent and just kind of do whatever is best for the talent. Like, from that perspective, he's not like a one-trick pony as a strategy guy. That's like, it's just sort of a basic human sensibility that seems to be elevated with him. Does that jibe with your memories of him?
Yeah, that's what he does. Like, that's what football is. And all he does is play football. Like, I don't mean to be like dismissive or anything. I just think what he does is play football. Like, he wants his guys to go out there and play. And he understands, like, this is a guy that played on a football team that had, you know, like, he played on a football team that had Gerald Sensabaugh, Matt Baker, Darian Durant, but we also had Jesse Holly, and we had, for a little while at least, we had Adarius Bowman. And you figure out, how do we get to where we want to be? And I think that's the biggest thing for me, is he's figuring out where he wants to be. And I think that's the interesting part. I heard you guys kind of on the, rejoin, talk about Joe Thuney and talk about Jonah Jackson. And, like, I think working with Dan Campbell was a huge thing for him, because now he's like, he realized, like, big people are important and they do matter, and we need these guys. But at the end of the day, also, he recognizes talent. And I don't know, like, I understand that you guys are rivals, divisional rivals, the Lions and the Bears, but Amon-Ra St. Brown, to me, that's the lesson that I take away. Amon-Ra St. Brown has never said a negative word about this guy. He is someone that is an earner, a worker, wants to work hard. And I think that watching your opponent, and a guy that's going to be a divisional opponent, speak highly of you is huge. And then on the flip side of that, my teammates, guys like Ryan Taylor, who played for the Green Bay Packers, which is, for you guys, another divisional opponent. Ryan Taylor, he's retired now, obviously, but Ryan Taylor being like, Ben's going to kill it. Like, they just got to let him do what he does. I think this is a really good – it's a good fit. I think it's a scary – to me, it's a scary fit, but it's because Ben was not like – Ben wasn't as boisterous as some of the rest of us were.
So Felder, do you think it's a scary fit because what he might be able to do with Caleb Williams?
No, I think it's a scary fit because what Chicago might do to him.
we're going to try to take it easy on him, man. Everyone's happy that he's here.
That's what I want. I want everybody to be happy that he's here, give him a chance, and let him do his thing. I think he can work miracles with Caleb Williams, if we're being honest. Like, he is someone, and I thought Dan Campbell was a great foil for him because Ben, up until he got the Chicago job, you never heard Ben talk, right?
Correct.
So I think now he's got to talk. He's got to be out in front. And I think that's the part that might be a little bit more different for him. The football, don't worry about him with football. Do not worry about Ben Johnson with football. This man is going to destroy it. He is going to go out there and he's going to make sure that Caleb is protected. We've already seen that right now in the offseason. We're probably going to see it more in the draft as well. Make sure this guy's protected. And when I say protected, I mean protected from an offensive line standpoint, but protected also from a defensive standpoint. And then you're going to load him up with weapons and you're going to call plays that work. And I think that I'm not worried about that. I think Caleb Williams is going to be in a really good spot to where he's going to be able to go out, make plays, find ways to get guys the football in the best way, and also not have to be the guy that makes every single play. It's going to be, whether it's your tight ends, it's your wide receivers, it's all this stuff. You have DJ Moore still, right? Like, this is a thing where you have an opportunity to call plays that allow for this, for Ben's mind and for obviously his staff, for them to create space. And if you can create space in the NFL, then you create touchdowns.
I'd love to know what your scouting report on Caleb was coming out last year. And was there anything that you saw with him with the Bears that gave you any sort of pause on what you thought he could be coming out of USC?
Man, why are you doing this to me, dude? Come on, man.
Because you're the best at this.
Well, you're on in Chicago now. So.
You're the best at this, so I want to get your opinion because I trust it.
I thought it was reckless. I don't care about the nail painting. As you guys can see right here, my nails are painted as well. Like, I don't care. I don't care about the nail painting. I don't care about the writing, like, F whatever it is on there. I don't care about that. I just thought he was a little bit reckless and relied a lot on his athleticism. And I think Ben has the ability, because Ben was also a quarterback in college. Ben couldn't reel that in to make him have to get through his progressions, to make him have to get through what he sees. And I think Ben's really good at that. And that's the thing that Ben was really good at. He had to be good at in college. And so I think about that. I also think about the fact that Caleb does, but when you have preternatural, like, this insane talent, I hope I use that word right.
You did. He killed it, crushed it.
Okay, good. So when you have talent that's like unbelievable, sometimes you rely on it. And I think that I think about this a lot because, if I'm not mistaken, Ben played a season for Butch Davis because he left. I left before him. Butch took a guy like, was it Quinn? Butch took Quinn and made Quinn play real football instead of just using his talent. And I think that's another place where Ben can draw from. But the reality for me is he's going to make him have to play real football. And then guess what? When things get a little bit hairy, right? When things get hairy, when things get a little bit, you know, what's the word? When things are
off schedule, off platform, mm-hmm. He can make those plays.
I was going to say FUBAR, but yes.
it all speaks the same, man. But exactly what you're talking about, we're looking forward to it. And we know there's going to be growing pains with it for Caleb because they skipped a year of teaching it the right way. They blew it, man. Like, they had a chance, and they gave him Shane Waldron, and then they gave him two other OCs, and they fired the whole staff in the middle, and they had a dumbass head coach who had no offensive philosophy whatsoever. So Ben's got a lot of work that he's got to do, and it's going to be fun to watch. Talking to Michael Felder in the bleachers over at Bleacher Report and on Twitter as well. I saw that you wrote about safeties on your Substack today.
Yes.
And so like one of the positions that we're open-minded to in the first round with the Bears' first pick, maybe not a 10, maybe they'll trade back a little bit. Who would, like, is there a safety that the Bears should invest in? We probably need a strong,
you need both because you have both of the safeties are on the last years of their deal.
And we don't know about the concussion future of Jaquan Brisker. So we probably need both. So tell us your favorite safety that the Bears should think about in round one.
One, I love Brisker. I do. I do love him. But if you're like, if we're looking for a replacement, I would go RJ Mickens. And sure, you probably can get him a little bit later. I work with R.J. Mickens' dad, Ray Mickens, obviously. He's got that pedigree. And when we were doing the opening together, and the reality for me is he is really good as a downhill safety. I really love Elijah. Like, if you're looking for a guy that could kind of do a little bit, he's going to, like, I don't think he's going to be the best tackler, Elijah Clark from Syracuse. But he's going to be all over the field making plays, and I think that's a positive. Lathan Ransom is kind of a combo of both of those guys. He's a better tackler than Clark. He is aggressive. And then if you're looking for somebody that's going to play in that deep back, Jalen Reed. I like Jalen Reed, kid out of Penn State. And then obviously, what is his name? Nick Emanwori is, I think he's probably safety number one. So we go from there if that's what you're looking for. But the reality is, I mean, let's load up the offensive line. And I think that's something that Ben's probably picked up from Dan Campbell. Like, let's load up. Like, they got Penei Sewell up there in Detroit, right? Like, let's load up on the offensive line.
Who are the linemen that you like?
Get out of LSU.
Yeah, Will Campbell might last to 10.
He might.
If Will Campbell's sitting there at 10, that's an Insta grab for me.
Yeah, that's it. To me, that's the one for me because I think that it's hard to draft a guard that early, but I think Will Campbell is a guy that maybe you have to move into guard, but at the end of the day, I think he is probably 1A, 1B offensive lineman. So I like him. Abdul Carter won't be there as an edge guy.
Yeah.
And so that's just the reality of the draft. Like you got to look at where things slot. And I also don't know what this quarterback situation looks like with Cam, because I don't think that Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders would have got picked before anyone that we saw go in the top 10 in last year's draft.
I agree with you. It's interesting to see what people are saying about Shedeur now and where he might end up, where he might end up in the Aaron Rodgers space of sitting there on draft night, not hearing his name called. And it's interesting because I feel like with him, I see a guy that doesn't have crazy measurables, which is weird thinking about a Sanders doesn't have crazy measurables.
Right.
But I found him to be a much better football player than I expected when he transferred out of Jackson State to Colorado. His game speed to me, Felder, is a lot better than what the stopwatch and what the radar gun says about him.
He's a quarterback. Who cares? Like, that's the reality. But here's what I will say. I think that, and you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. You know what I will say? I think he's got a little bit of Randy Moss in there, right? And not like the off-the-field stuff. What I'm saying is teams are scared that he doesn't care. It's that he knows that he's an NFL player. He knows that he's an NFL player. And teams want you to be hungry. This is a guy that grew up, you know, he's lived in mansions in his entire life. He knows he's going to be fine no matter what. He just likes playing football. He loves playing football. And the reality for me is if a guy grew up, he just loves playing football, I think that's an asset, but I think for owners, they want these guys that are hungry, guys that are, you know, champing at the bit to get there. And Shadur doesn't, in an interview, in a meeting, he doesn't have that for them. And then obviously he doesn't test off the charts. So what he does have is this love for football. He wants to be there. So at the end of the day, I think somebody, if he doesn't get picked into the back end of the first round, somebody's going to get a quarterback that is going to absolutely change their franchise, be able to go out and make plays, is super, like, he's incredibly accurate. He is incredibly resilient. He is willing to stand in the pocket. And guess what? Every offensive line, if he gets picked in the back half of the first round, every single offensive line will be better than any offensive line that he's ever had. And so he'll have that opportunity as well. So I love Shadur. I don't know that he's, again, and I mentioned this at the start where I said, I don't know that any of these guys would get picked before guys like Drake May or guys like the guys at the start of the last year's draft, right? But Caleb, obviously.
Jaden,
oh my God, what a year. And so I do think that what we're looking at is a guy that's going to, he's going to go to maybe a more beneficial situation.
Michael Felder, it's been an absolute pleasure. The listeners are loving it. And by listeners, I mean viewers in part. We're hanging out with you on Twitch and YouTube in your lair. I'm not going to ask you about the 2025 YMCA summer camp guide. Not going to ask you about that. Not going to ask you, not going to ask you about the cowbell with the number 75. Not going to ask about that. I got two.
No, man, that's not 75. My man, that's a 15.
Okay.
That's from my high school.
Okay.
Mom used to wave this every game for me.
Okay, see, damn, I asked about it. It's my bad. Gonna ask you about how many Astros hats are there? It's a lot of Astros hats. Are you upset that we got Kyle Tucker up here? That's one question.
Not upset. Okay. I'll be honest with you, man. I when the Astros won the World Series.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm good. I never thought they would ever win a World Series, so I'm not greedy, man. One's enough for me, man. Okay. I'm like DMX. Keep it real, partner. Give to the needy.
All right, but you
my
got
favorite DMX song.
Is it right there?
Stop being greedy. That's my favorite DMX song.
That's why you guys are mishpucha. You got that. You got the beard, and you got that. I got one other. You do seem greedy about Duke's mayonnaise jars. I believe you have two commemorative jars of Duke's mayonnaise. Explain yourself. Three now. We're up to three. What the hell is going on with that?
Y'all, if you ever had Duke's mayonnaise, you ain't had mayonnaise, dog. I lived in Chicago for 4 years. Loho knows this. And the reality is, I made deviled eggs, and I made a potato salad for my neighbors. And they were like, how can it be this good? And I was like, it's the Duke's. It's got that twang.
He's right.
I've never had it. I've never had it.
You never had Duke's?
I know. Michael, hey, I'm bro. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Come on.
All right.
Felder, you're the best, man. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for jumping on with us. This is a lot of fun. Let's do this again soon.
Yeah, let's do it again soon. I'm excited for the draft. I truly, like, I'm very excited. There's a lot of guys that I'm excited. I still talk to my man Edgar, who works in – I don't know what it's called anymore, I'll be honest.
Well,
with you,
no, he is now, like, he got promoted up, and he's doing a lot of cool stuff with CHSN's digital CHSN. Work now.
There it is.
Yeah,
he's doing podcasts for them, which is awesome. So I'm excited. Like, I still keep in touch with him routinely. Talk to a lot of my folks from Chicago. Talk to my man Alex. Obviously, you and I keep in touch. So no, I my wife misses Chicago dearly. I am back at home, and I can tell you one thing, man. It's 80 degrees right now.
Whatever.
It's 80 degrees right now. The weather report coming in.
No, but Felder, you missed out. You missed out, though, because this weekend, and even yesterday, when I was driving home yesterday, it was 72 degrees here in the city. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. And now it's going to be 40 degrees tomorrow.
Now it's 41, but, and it looks like it's 11 p.m. outside.
Bro, we got the full sun out here.
Whatever.
I got a 7-year-old's birthday party coming up next week.
Hey, man, just find a good camp, okay? Just look through that guide and find yourself a good camp.
Hey, you know what? Don't play me.
It It's important.
He's got it all.
It matters. The camps matter at the Y.
Man, absolutely. All right. So here's what we're gonna do.
She ain't going to no camps. What she's gonna go to the pool every single day.
That's it.
Here's what we're gonna do. After the draft, you come back on and you tell us how your boy Ben and the Bears did.
I will.
Cool.
I will. Yes. Cool.
My man, that's Michael Felder. Follow him. His feed on College Game Days is immaculate.
That's awesome.
You learn so much. He is so fun. He's so good at what he does. I'm glad that he had time for us and you got a chance to meet that man.
That was so fun. Good stuff.
Yeah, he's quality individual. And shout out to my guy Edgar and my guy Michael over there over at CHSN. Those guys are doing a lot with their digital. They're building that thing up. And they have to because David Hall demands it.
There is a diva. Yeah, at the
David Hall. No, I not just him. Mentioned.
There's another one. There's a free agent diva in the NFL who we all feel a lot of feelings about this man. And I want to know where you think he should go, where you would like him to go. I want to know where the listeners think that Aaron Rodgers should go because he's got options.
He does have options. I know some places that Bears fans would love for Aaron Rodgers to go.
H-E double hockey sticks.
Something like that. Or they'd love for him to have to show up on 79th Street and see if he can make it back. We'll do that next.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.